Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the Rubber Neggin Podcast. I'm Alicia, and I've brought a special guest in the studio today from the Tunica CVB. Welcome, Mr. Webster Franklin.
Thank you, Alicia.
Thank you for being here. We're going to talk about a lot of great stuff and what's going on in Tunica, because all of the Elvis fans that I've talked to, a lot of them stay in Tunica when they come in town for Elvis Week, just because it's such a fun and different experience. And I know that you've got a lot to talk about, so don't let me take up any more of your time. What are you going to tell us about Tunica today?
Oh, we know Elvis fans really like Tunica. Elvis would have loved Tunica,
yep.
back in his day. Our 5,000 hotel rooms that we've got down there in suites,
wow.
It's a great place, and it's just right down the road.
It's so close.
Here, right down 61. And we're in the middle of really a kind of a cool event that I think Elvis fans would really like, or music fans in general would like, and that's Bridging the Blues. It's a three-state effort, Arkansas, Tennessee, and really the Mississippi Delta as a whole. You know, we're known for that blues music, and
right.
The Mighty Mississippi Blues Festival is being
right.
held in Greenville, Mississippi this week,
mm-hmm.
And then King Biscuit Blues Festival.
I've heard a lot
held.
Of good things about that.
Yeah, it's the largest free blues festival in the world.
Wow,
and
I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it is. And what we're trying to do is provide music lovers live music during that whole 2-3 week period,
yeah.
Whether they're on Bill Street or whether they're, you know, in Tunica in the Mississippi Delta during that time.
Right.
And, you know, we've got a wonderful visitor center on Highway 61. It's called the Gateway to the Blues Visitor Center.
Oh,
and
cool.
Part of that experience is an outdoor stage on Highway 61, Blues Highway, that's so famous in the blues world. And we're going to be part of Bridging the Blues. And next Wednesday, October the 8th at 5 o'clock, you can come out and see Blind Mississippi Morris perform on the Gateway to the Blues stage.
He's awesome.
He really is good. You know, he was voted one of the top harmonica players in the world.
Wow, I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So he's in the Blues Tweet Up. So tell me about the Tweet Up.
Yeah, the Blues Tweet Up. You know, when Bridging the Blues is in its third year, uh-huh. and when we were first trying to kick off this, you know, social media has become the thing, and we promoted Super Chicken as the first artist to play on the blues stage at the Gateway to the Blues Visitor Center, and we promoted it all through Twitter, and it was written about and said the first and only blues event that has only been marketed through Twitter. So we've kept that theme in the Blues Tweet Up, and you can go to follow us at @TunicaMS or @TunicaBlues, and we'll tell you all about what's going on in the blues and music world in Tunica, Mississippi.
That's so neat. I mean, just to be one of the first and only, you know, Tweet Up Blues. That's really crazy.
You know, whether it's true or not, it's a good story, right?
I think it's absolutely wonderful. This is so great. Like I said, you're right down the road from us. So if you're coming to Graceland, you can just hop on. What would you recommend taking?
Highway 61. Go to 3rd Street.
Go all the way down 3rd Street. Take 61. It's very, very cool.
And the Gateway of the Blues Visitor Center is right there as you come into the resort
stop,
area.
Right?
It's got to be your first stop.
You come in, and then you probably get a lot of information in there.
You can get information all about Tunica, our casinos, and you know, we've got a wonderful product that's being added to the Visitor Center, and that's a blues museum that's opening in January.
Now, we were talking about this earlier because you were telling me how some of the stuff that was coming from...
Yeah, Horseshoe Casino has
right.
Bluesville.
Right,
it's a great entertainment complex. You know, Earth, Wind, and Fire will be there this Saturday night in
so
Bluesville.
That's so cool.
but they had a blues museum that was part of that performance theater, and they took it out and they donated the artifacts to the Convention and Visitors Bureau, which I run. And we moved the Gateway to the Blues Visitor Center, one room uh-huh. train depot, and we're adding 3,800 square feet to it, and we're retelling the story of the blues.
Oh, wow.
You know, so many people who come and visit Graceland, they go down 61 and they want to see where America's music, where it really came from, you know, out of the cotton fields of the Mississippi Delta. And you can stop at our new museum in January, and we're going to tell you the story about where the blues came from, why it evolved in the Mississippi Delta, and you're actually going to be able to go into a studio and record your own blues song.
What?
And if it all works out, yep. If it all works out, we'll email it to you on your iPhone, and you can listen to it as you go through the Delta.
That is such a neat way, such an interactive experience by going down. Maybe we should think about putting something like that in Graceland. What do you think?
I think it would be very successful. Maybe we could do a combo.
That would be so cool. Well, can you tell me anything about like the artifacts that are in?
Well, we have one of the best guitar collections that I think, if you're a guitar fan, and I don't know enough about the guitars, but if you're a guitar fan, it's going to be the place to come because we really, really have some great instruments there. But it's also going to be interactive. And, you know, if you like something, we'll have a diddly bow, and you can play the diddly bow and learn the basic chords. You can actually play it in the museum.
Huh.
And we're going to focus on those musicians who have meant so much to the blues. And, you know, Mississippi has done a good job in the blues trail and the markers that are laid throughout the whole state. There's actually one on Beale Street, and they're really all over the world now. And if you want to come and explore that, the museum's going to be a great place for your first stop to get all that information and learn a little bit more about the artists who have made that music and the music that we listen to today, that Elvis listened to back then, that influenced him so greatly. See where it all started.
Absolutely, yeah. Elvis was definitely influenced by a lot of music, and blues was definitely one of them, especially him being from Mississippi. So, wow, you've just given me a whole lot of information, and I know our listeners are going to be so excited to hear all of this, and hopefully they will come down to Tunica and visit you guys, and I'm going to try to get down there so I can come play,
the diddly bow? You got to come play the diddly bow and record your own blues song.
I'm in. You know? Well,
make
thank
an Elvis
you.
Version of a blues song.
That's a great
at the
idea.
Highway 61 Gateway to the Blues Museum. How about that?
I love it. That's a perfect idea. So put it on your calendar. Come down to Tunica. If you can't make it next week, they're going to have a lot of stuff going on through the rest of the year. But speaking of October, we've actually got some stuff going on here at Graceland. We're actually, the mansion is going to be lit up bright pink to notify everyone that it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, as I'm sure everyone knew. You can actually go to our website on Graceland.com and actually see the Graceland cam. So if you're not able to be in Memphis, you can actually see Graceland pink at nighttime. So also, since it is October, we're going to be hosting a Elvis Pumpkin decorating contest. If you go to Graceland.com, you can check out the rules, but what you'll need to do is you'll need to carve or decorate an Elvis-themed pumpkin during the month of October. You also need to like Elvis Presley's Graceland on Facebook and Twitter, and you'll need to post a picture of your Elvis-themed pumpkin between October 15th and 19th on Facebook or Twitter using the hashtag ElvisPumpkin, and we're going to pick some lucky winners to win $100 in Elvis merchandise from shopgraceland.com. For more information, you can go to graceland.com for anything and all things Elvis, and we will see you next week.